In these final few days of this monumental election, which will determine whether or not the country lasts a few more days or whether we could possibly restore it, Donald Trump is out on the campaign trail bringing his message of how we could do that, while Kamala Harris is rolling out new celebrities every day in order to try to dupe the mentally enslaved masses into voting for her in what is an obvious fake and synthetic campaign versus an organic, authentic one. Let's take a quick look at some of these buffoons and their lies. Sadly, one of the latest is Harrison Ford, Han Solo himself, Indiana Jones, who came forward for the first time to endorse a presidential candidate to spew these lies.
The truth is this. Kamala Harris will protect your right to disagree with her about policies or ideas. And then, as we have done for centuries.
Which is why she literally led the charge to have Donald Trump banned from Twitter back in 2020.
Senator Warren, I just want to say that I was surprised to hear that you did not agree with me that on this subject of what should be the rules around corporate responsibility for these big tech companies, when I called on Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's account, that you did not agree. And I would urge you to join me, because here we have Donald Trump
exercising his First Amendment rights on a social media platform that was designed to be the public town square, which you called for him to be banned from.
Look, I've been voting for 64 years. Never really wanted to talk about it very much. But when dozens of former members of the Trump administration are sounding alarms, saying, for God's sake, don't do this again, you have to pay attention.
Just like when they said that the Hunter Biden laptop was surely Russian disinformation, right? Leonardo DiCaprio, whose head mysteriously continues to grow and is approaching the size of a beach ball, also endorses Kamala because he is a fake environmentalist.
Earlier this month, hurricanes Helene and Milton devastated parts of Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Yes, and because the Biden administration wasted all of FEMA's money on illegal aliens, they really didn't have the resources to help those people.
Families lost homes, livelihoods, and loved ones to some of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes ever recorded. These storms have done an estimated $100 billion in damage, and make no mistake, these unnatural disasters were caused by climate change.
Now they're unnatural disasters. Which reminds me, whatever happened to the supposed hole in the ozone layer that they were fear-mongering us Gen Xers about back in like the late 80s and early 90s was going to destroy the planet? Seriously, in the last 25 years, have you ever heard any of the climate change alarmists mention the supposed hole in the ozone layer once?
Climate change is killing the Earth and ruining our economy. We need a bold step forward to save our economy, our planet, and ourselves. That's why I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Well, that's all we need to know. You, sir, are a moron. But not anywhere as big of a moron as Seth Rogen, who loves weed more than Joe Biden loves sniffing children.
Hi. So Kamala Harris was just asked point blank what her thoughts on weed are. Let's listen to what she said.
I just feel strongly people should not be going to jail for smoking weed.
That's pretty much the stance of virtually everyone in this country now and has been for decades. And you were actually the one putting them in jail when you were attorney general in California.
Historically, what that has meant and who has gone to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's been disproportionately affecting black people. And by the way, nobody goes to jail for smoking weed. People go to jail for growing weed or selling weed, but not for smoking it. So, of course, she had to make it into a racial issue because it's not just about decriminalizing it as a safer alternative than alcohol. It's because too many black people went to jail for selling drugs.
Kamala Harris was the first major party presidential nominee in history to have ever called for weed legalization. And if we want to see weed legalized at the federal level, we have to make sure Kamala Harris wins and Democrats get control of Congress.
I'm sorry, but you really got to be a moron if you are a single issue voter and your issue is legalizing weed. Which, by the way, I actually think it should be fully legal. I mean, half of the states have it legalized either medically or recreationally. So this is a long overdue policy. But again, Kamala's trying to make it into a racial issue, trying to pander to the black people. Perhaps the most cringeworthy endorsement of all came from the Avengers, who put together this propaganda piece.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hi.
Hey, Scarlett.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa. I think you mean assembling.
Wow.
Don, that's pretty good. No, that was funny.
Scarlett, it is our pleasure.
Funny to who?
To come together and to get the vote out this election. Come on.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
No, how about we stop seeing celebrities as experts in everything and instead just view them as good old-fashioned entertainers instead? MSNBC interrupted their regularly scheduled propaganda to bring their viewers this breaking news once a guy who bounces a basketball around decided to endorse Camel Face.
Huge news breaking moments ago. If you're a fan of excellence on the court and democracy in general, NBA superstar LeBron James has announced his endorsement for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Huge news, they say. Some guy who bounces a ball around and has an opinion, and it's breaking news. Will Ferrell and this fairy decided to embarrass themselves by donning these loud white men for Kamala t-shirts and then attempting to do a supposedly funny man on the street bit.
Hey guys, it's Billy. I am back on the street with the one and only Will Ferrell. And we are out here today to represent a very important voting demographic, loud white men for Kamala Harris. So you ready, Will?
Are you ready for the cringe? Because it gets even worse. Brace yourselves.
Sir, we're loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Hell yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
Who are you voting for?
Kamala Harris.
Yes, exactly. Have you voted yet?
Mail-in ballot.
Mail-in ballot! Sir, we're loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Yes.
Yes.
I support Kamala.
Yes, that's not that loud, but louder?
Oh, louder.
Yes.
I support Kamala.
Louder!
I support Kamala.
Yes!
Then, of course, there's Robert De Niro, who you can barely see over the podium here because he forgot to wear his platform shoes, which he always wears on set of his movies so that he can be boosted by about 3 inches so that people don't realize that he's only 5'4". Perhaps the most pathetic endorsement came from Rick Steves, who is best known for his PBS documentary series, where he travels all around the world to various different countries and hangs out with various different cultures. They're very well done, which makes this endorsement all that much more sad.
Hey, I'm Rick Steves. I'm in Berlin. I'm standing in front of the People's House here. That's the Reichstag.
So you already know it's coming.
And Berlin is so steeped in history, and you got to be thinking of their nightmare with fascism. And you know, Hitler was elected to their parliament, and he was part of a coalition, and his party was in the minority, but he ended up legally becoming the chancellor and then the dictator because he just wanted to be dictator for a day. And there was a handful of people in here who opposed Hitler, refused to do the proper salute, refused to kiss his ring and wear his uniform. And these are the Kinzingers, the Liz Cheneys, the Mitt Romneys, the Charles Schumers, and so on of German democracy in 1932.
And speaking of Liz Cheney, her father, Dick Cheney, Darth Cheney, also endorsed Kamala, who for years the left wanted indicted for war crimes for his involvement in getting us into the Iraq war based on lies. But now they're celebrating him as bravely breaking away from the Republican Party. Now they're very sad that George W. Bush also hasn't endorsed Kamala. At least not yet. We'll see what happens over the next couple days. You never know.
Give me some insight in what it took for your father to make a similar decision and why George W. Bush has not.
Well, it was not a difficult decision at all for my dad. He has been...
As soon as he heard that President Trump was against foreign intervention in getting us involved in pointless wars, then Dick Cheney got really upset.
Absolutely, I would say, as concerned for maybe even longer than I have been about the danger that Donald Trump poses. And I can't explain why George W. Bush hasn't spoken out, but I think it's time, and I wish that he would.
But thankfully, comedian Ricky Gervais issued a statement in the wake of these celebrity endorsements, saying this.
Hi, guys. Ricky G here, wellness and beauty influencer.
As a celebrity, I know all about stuff, like science and politics. So trust me when I tell you who you should vote for. If you don't vote the right way, that's like a hate crime. And it makes me sad and angry. And I'll leave the country. And you don't want that.
The funniest part is these celebrities are making it seem as if they're risking their career and they're being extremely brave. They're putting it all on the line to endorse the same candidate that all the other celebrities are endorsing. Being brave means supporting Donald Trump, which can and does easily end one's career. But we don't need Hollywood celebrities because we have average, ordinary Americans like you. And if you're one of those people who thinks that the system is so rigged and you're not going to vote anymore because you voted in 2020 and they did what they did and there's no chance that he's going to win, then you are pathetic. You and people like you could very well be the reason that Donald Trump loses if he does, because you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. When if you actually would have voted, then your votes may very well have made the difference and put him over the edge, because all we need to do is overcome the margin of fraud. Giving up and not even trying is beyond pathetic. And I saw some of the comments in one of my previous videos when I said that you are garbage if you do not vote for Donald Trump. Some of these people were very upset. That video actually lost me some subscribers because apparently there's some snowflakes in my own audience. So if that's you, then goodbye. We don't want you around here because I guarantee that that loser mentality manifests itself in various other aspects in your own life. So if that's one of you, and they're very few and far between, but they're out there, I saw the comments, then this is a wake-up call. So get ready to get out and vote, because the fate of our nation, the fate of our world, is coming down to the wire. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. Thanks to all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.